From KQED Radio News, this is California Money, our daily business and economics report. I'm Stephanie Martin. Wells Fargo's profits soared in the most recent quarter, but concerns remain about increasing losses from bad loans. The San Francisco bank today said its quarterly earnings rose 47% over a year ago, in part because of its acquisition of Wachovia in December. Wells also benefited from a boom in refinancing, but some analysts say it may face another wave of losses from delinquencies and foreclosures. Ken Scott is a professor emeritus of law and business at Stanford Law School. He says losses from bad loans are likely to increase as long as unemployment continues to go up, but that doesn't necessarily mean further trouble for the banking system.
You clearly are going to see more loan defaults going on third quarter, fourth quarter. The rate of default, I think, is more important than the mere fact that the aggregate number and dollar volume of defaults increases.
Scott says the bank needs to establish an adequate loss reserve to cover its existing loan portfolio. He says if it does that, the losses should be manageable. Advocates of taxing medical marijuana are hoping Oakland's new pot tax will help open the door for other cash-strapped cities. Oakland residents yesterday voted overwhelmingly in favor of the special tax, which applies to all four of the city's dispensaries. Measure F goes into effect on New Year's Day. Each dispensary will have to pay $18 for every $1,000 in gross sales. This is the first time a city has created a tax specifically for pot sales. For California Money, I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED Public Radio.
Support for California Money is provided by Integrated Archive Systems, a Sun Microsystems partner committed to revolutionizing the data center with Sun's open storage system, designed to meet the storage challenges of a virtual infrastructure. Online at iarchive.com.